I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 183. And joining me today, I have Alex.
Wow, 183. We're getting right near 200, dude. I'm happy for that.
We're right at the cusp. Almost.
Yeah. We're getting there. I still remember when we, what was it, when we were in the, you know, the beginning numbers, single digits?
Mm-hmm. Single digits a long time ago.
Yeah, I know. But what makes me laugh is like the misadventures of like it started with just you and Charlie, and then I came into the picture, and then the addition, was it Frank first or?
Yeah, I think it was Frank first, and then Renee.
And then
Katie.
Yeah, Katie. Like it's been a minute too. I gotta get in touch with her. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, she goes through a lot of stuff, so I understand why she's MIA forever.
No, she's always busy with work and stuff. When it comes to stuff, she's a very responsible individual. So you know, the duties outside.
Most definitely. Yeah, she's very adult.
ICG. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, that's exactly like it. Like you know, oh yeah, the behold the power of adulting, mm-hmm. and the responsibility. Yay.
Yeah, exactly. But what's going on, dude? How you been, man? It's been longer than we usually take to record because, of course, this week was Thanksgiving, and I had the children's, so I didn't feel like recording while the children were here. So
that would have been hilarious, like you were recording the podcast and in the background, like you know, daddy, what's this?
Yeah, pretty
Shut
much.
The fuck that's, up, that's, daddy,
that's pretty much how it would have been. It would have been pretty insane.
I don't think you would have been like, shut the fuck up, daddy's recording. I don't think you would have came up like that, but like, you know, you would put it on mute, and then a few minutes later, you just hear like just quietness in your part with the kids, you know.
Just the whimpers, just little whimpers of children's.
Yeah. and then like, all you just say one word, and then they just definitely just shut up. Chancleta.
Yeah, basically.
ladies and gentlemen, chancleta is sandal. And in any Hispanic household, we know what that's used for. It is a ninjutsu weapon in Puerto Rican.
Yeah, basically, for real. Not just in Puerto Rican household, and pretty much any Spanish has.
Yeah. Any Hispanic household or whatever, that is a weapon of choice.
Yeah, absolutely. Like some people usually go for the belt, but that's the, or a switch by other people. But this is the handy dandy.
This right here is what they call the deep disciplinary weapon of choice.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, like, you know, growing up and everything like that, it was just like every time we used to handle you put them on, part of you is like in resentment, like, you know.
Yeah, and even till this day, like even like when you show it to like children's, sometimes they get like, whoa. Because it's like you've had it embedded in your brain that it transferred to their brains, and they're like, "Oh my god, what the fuck is this? This shit is scary as fuck."
Yeah, and even let's say, for example, if you don't discipline your children in that kind of way or whatever, somewhere deep down they know.
Oh yeah, they know.
Like once they see it in the hand positioned a certain way, it's like, "Oh shit."
Mm-hmm. Why are you holding it? Why is it not on your feet?
Why does it look like you're about to? Uh oh.
Yeah, basically. No, I'm not a baseball. No.
I'm going to whack you like if you're I'm trying to kill a bug.
Goddamn mosquitoes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So, how's your week been?
Well, The week was a really short work week for me because I didn't have off Friday, so I had to work Friday, but they gave me off that Wednesday. So nice. Wednesday and Thursday were my days off. It felt weird to have, like, you know, 2 days of work. And mind you, no matter what, even if, let's say, if there are not a lot of people at the site or as not as much people, I'm always busy regardless of the type of job that I do.
Mm-hmm.
So even if, let's say, if it's like a slow day, it's never truly a slow day for me.
Right, so, yeah.
But yeah, but the good thing about it was that when Tuesday, I made some overtime. So at least that. Because my coworker, like, I don't know, got like a bad bug or something. And for the past few days, has been feeling really lousy. And even on when I came back to work on Friday and I saw him, I asked if he was all right. He's like, still not 100%. Like, still not feeling it. So, I told him, like, listen, dude, if anything, you know, the good thing about that Friday was, like, okay, so our manager wasn't in. Our supervisor wasn't in, and the senior mailroom guy that's normally there was off that day too. So unofficially, I was the senior person there.
Oh shit. Look at you.
So yeah, but I, like, you know, like, listen, everything, I made sure everything we did by the book, of course.
Of course.
You know, but, you know, it was very easygoing, and, you know, everything ran smooth. Like, you know, it was one of those things where, like, we know what we have to do, so it's not that big of a deal.
Right,
but
exactly.
If anything that came up that they didn't know what to do, they would come up to me like, oh, what should be done? It's like, just blah, 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 that's it. Like, all right, cool, yeah. cool, all right.
Yeah, stop acting so, like you don't know what the fuck you got to do.
Just yeah, do no, and, you know, and the whole thing is this. It's like, you know, what I'm glad is I do, you know, like, I have coworkers that work well together, you know what I mean? And that's, like, that's something that's very important. That's,
right, exactly.
That's right, Leo, right? Work, you know, co-workers that work together is a blessing.
Yeah, teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah, and it's funny because I hate that saying because our former manager used to, you know, bring that up a lot. And I was like, yeah, but the way that you spell team is T-E-I-M.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Even though, like, you know, he didn't really do much. Actually, he didn't do anything at all. He was just there. And then he tried to get the credit of work that his employees did.
Yeah, the funny thing is that that's how most people tend to do that way. Unfortunately, that's what they do.
What, of try to rely on others to so they can just succeed?
Mm-hmm. A lot of people do that. A lot of people do that, and they don't like to share the wealth.
I guess it's just me working so many different jobs here and there and just working it. Like, I've always been in jobs where you have to work in a team unit kind of thing, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I've only had like maybe like one or two jobs where it was more like, you know, working mostly by myself. But like when I used to work in a movie theater job, when it comes to like a movie theater gig, you know, you all have to work together. Like everything's like, you know, based on timing and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, like, you know, listen, I'm not the best when it comes to time management, but I'm not the worst either.
You're just right.
No, like, you know, like, the whole thing is this. It's just, I've never been one of those individuals, like, I don't like being early.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just get there, or I get there when I get there kind of thing. But, you know, with work, you can't really do that. But, you know, right. you, but it was just like, listen, if you do the work well or whatever, you can pace yourself and, you know, do what you got to do at the right pace. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, you know, just don't, like, you never half-ass it, and you never, you know, you never try to, like, put, like, too much on others. Because the whole thing is this, like I said, it's just, like, within time, especially, you never want to become, like, that guy's, like, you know, oh, like, oh, that guy's, he's still here.
Yeah. It's kind of like that phrase from, I heard it in a song before, but it's basically like never on schedule, but always on time.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is, dude. And, you know, the whole thing is this, it's just like with some individuals that like they don't get that. Like, you know, like everything has to be, oh, you know, I want to be super early. I want to do things like, I don't know, like, you know, because like there's a thing of like I feel like you can't be like, you know, if you're like too punctual, there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. And this is actually from another song. How about that?
Yeah. No, which is fine, dude. Like, you know, you can always learn something from everything, so.
Exactly.
But yeah, but going back to what I was saying when it came to like to the job and stuff. But yeah, so you know, since I pulled the overtime and everything like that, so when I got home that Tuesday night, like you know how when you're so tired you just can't knock out?
No.
All right.
Me when I'm tired, I'm tired. I knocked the fuck out.
No, like for me it's just I got to the point that I was so tired that I just can't sleep. So so I stood up late, like, you know, just playing video games, like, you know, in the evening. And then mm-hmm. What was it? On Wednesday, I was thinking kids and miscellaneous things. So Wednesday on my day off, I was actually babysitting my great niece for a bit while playing Pokemon Sword.
Okay.
And then after when my mom normally babysits her. So when she came back from Mass, because she wanted to go to Mass that day. So when she came back and I was helping her, you know, helping her with that stuff, right? Later on in the evening, after my niece left, like I took her, it was just preparing some stuff. So it was me, you know, peeling potatoes and cleaning them up for the potato kale salad that my mom wanted to do for Thanksgiving. She asked my brother to help with the pork shoulder or, you know, the pernil, right? But my brother doesn't really do it. So he was just like, you know, I told him I got it. Like, you know, so I took care of it because, mind you, I've been helping my mom with some money that I know. Like, you know, if she needs certain things done, like,
right.
I can help out with this. But yeah, so I prepared.
Of course, because you're a helpful person.
Yeah, I try to be.
You're not and a total after dick. That,
yeah. After that, I went back to watching, catching up on AEW and playing video games at the same time. So
basically,
I knocked out. So I knocked out from Wednesday to Thursday. Like I knocked out so like late in the morning.
Nice. Yeah,
but then when I woke up the next day, it was just, you know, it helped out with some miscellaneous stuff there. And I actually, because it is the season, I actually made my first batch of poquito. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And oh, dude, fucking, it came out so good, and it made me laugh because my cousin sent me a private message because the way that I make it is a way that my father taught me,
mm-hmm.
right? And from years of preparing stuff in the kitchen and cooking, because you know the whole thing is this: it's like, all right, coquitos, you know, and you already know, like this is like the equivalent of what would be like Spanish eggnog with.
Yeah, alcohol. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's Spanish eggnog. Yeah. Right, or you know, but it mainly Puerto Ricans drink it. So yeah, so like you know, the Puerto Rican like thing.
We all drink it.
Yeah, I know. So it's served cold, of course. But mm-hmm. for me, when I make it and the way that I learned from my late father, that you know, I cook the milk and the ingredients, like you know, cook it together, and then after like you know the milk and the coconut stuff and everything, you know. Cooks together for a bit, and that's when I add the alcohol and I put it on a low flame so it can, you know, infuse together. A lot yep. of people think that the alcohol is going to all burn away. I was like, you know,
no, it doesn't.
No, you say no. You don't put all the alcohol in there, whatever, you know, like in there, new thing, right? But then after, like, you know, after you mix and cook a little bit, you let it show off for a bit, and if you give like a little taste, if it's like a little weak, a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a little thick. Right, you know, you put a little bit of alcohol, but you never want to, like, you don't, like, coquito is one of those drinks where, like, you don't want it to be too powerful, but you don't want it to be too weak.
Right, exactly. You don't want to overdo it, and you don't want to underdo it either. You want it to be just yeah. right.
Yeah, because a lot of ways that they show online is, like, a half-assed way, which is, like, you know, you just take all the stuff, you mix it together, and then, you know, you just bottle it up, and it's just, like, but there's really no process to it. Like, you know, you're just mixing it together and that's it. Like, you could tell that you half-assed it.
Mm-hmm. But you gotta remember, too, like, that's also, like, the most generic way possible to make it.
Yeah, which is something you see online, right? But it was like, no, way that I was taught is like, you know,
it's a process. Like, it's a process, and it's also like, it's a way of making money too, because lots of people do that shit.
Yeah, but it's like, and it was funny because the reason why I made it was that I had a coworker that good friend of mine that he asked me as a favor, you know, to make it, and he actually gave me the money to pick up the ingredients. Minus the alcohol, because I already had that here, so you know.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, that's a wash, but whatever. I made it, and you know, I had enough to take to my coworker, you know, the following day, and you know, had for the house here. So when we were in the house here, when I made it, my family was just like, oh yeah. Mind you, it was a big bottle. That big bottle went through 5-6 people here. So yeah, that's how you know it was a success.
That's a very successful.
Yeah, so I'm glad that you know that everyone enjoyed themselves.
Nice, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, and then just past then like you know for the rest of the weekend was just working on some personal art projects and watching fucking holiday movies because you know it's the season.
Of course. And
I think the highlight was that today, while watching Home Alone and Home Alone 2, during Home Alone 2, as I'm watching with my wife and mom,
sit
down and join us. Yeah, my wife. Wow. So my mom decides to join us. So
right.
What I love is you know when Kevin McAllister is finally dealing with Harry and Marv, right?
Uh-huh.
And my mom, mind you, one of the nicest people ever, but with the scenes when they kept getting hurt, she's just busting in laughter. I have to laugh. It's not because it's nice to hear my mom laugh after.
That's awesome.
Relax after a long weekend, because you know, you already know with the old school Hispanic moms that you know they go all out.
Oh yeah, they always do.
Like things like, yeah. So you know, it was nice for her just to sit down and relax and watch a movie.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. I'm glad you had fun, man.
No, I did. What about you, dude? Because other than, you know, because you did mention earlier that that you had the kids, so.
Yeah, so being that I had the children, I decided to, of course, you know, it's Thanksgiving, so I was like, I'm going to make my own shit. So for like a couple weeks, actually, I was looking for recipes and how to do turkey and how to do a turkey properly. And I just couldn't figure it out by myself. So I went to YouTube's and I found the video by Gordon Ramsay. And Gordon Ramsay helped me make a fucking turkey. Just stuff with fucking butter.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, the one thing that, and I think you already know this, is it's always like preparing in the beginning. So it's like, as long as you marinate it with the right amount of spices or whatever, then the turkey will come out good regardless.
Oh, yeah. Like, I did that. I did use some spices and everything. Like, I used a butter and fucking a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of fucking garlic, salt, of course, pepper. And then, like, with the butter, what I did, I wound up stuffing it in between the skin. So in between the breast and the skin, shove a fucking bunch of butter in there, a little bit of parsley and everything, and just, like, fit all that in and then fucking work everything else in the middle and everything afterwards. But yeah, it came out, actually that part actually came out really good. But one of my favorite things that I made was a bacon wrapped fatty. And what that is basically,
I was gonna say, you did bacon wrapped weed?
No. That'd be interesting if it was though. But
why am I craving more?
What it is basically like it's like a Swiss roll, but with meat.
Okay, so of course it's a bacon. What else is there?
Yes. So the bacon is, of course, you make a bacon weave as the, you know, the outside. And then what you do, you have a sheet of basically like a ground sausage, spread it out, spread it out evenly or whatever. Usually what I did, I had a gallon Ziploc bag, and I put an entire pound of the ground sausage in there, spread it all out. And then after spreading it out, basically you put a layer of ham. Then I put some Swiss cheese. Then I added some tomato sauce, a little bit of tomato marinara sauce or whatever. Then I added another layer of ham, some more Swiss, and some mozzarella cheese. And then you roll it all up. And then on top of rolling it all up, you add another layer of the weave, the bacon weave, around it. And then you add basically like a barbecue rub that I made, which was very interesting. And it was really good. And then you put it in the oven for like 3 hours, and then you put it in to broil after it. So, you know, you get the bacon all extra crispy and shit. It came out really fucking good.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm just thinking that, you know, because you said you put the barbecue rub on top where the bacon was, right? I wouldn't that and the marinara kind of like the taste is, well, I'm just saying it's all based off of like tomato anyway, so.
Right, no.
Be as bad.
No, it wasn't because it's in different places. Because it was just a little bit of marinara. It wasn't like an abundant amount. It was just a little bit, like a little taste of it or whatever. And that was in the middle, like literally like in between everything else. And then the rub, the dry rub or whatever, was over the bacon. So it didn't get to cook into each other. It didn't counteract with each other.
Okay, yeah, because that's like the only concern that I would have when it comes to bacon. We become the ICG cooking guy.
Right? It's exactly what it sounds like right now.
Yeah. Listen, we're two fat dudes. Well, Steve is a more fat guy, right?
You know? I still am. I'm not as big as I used to be, but I still am, I guess.
Yeah. Just come out of nowhere, like, you know, Steve being a former fat guy and me being a current fat guy. Right? No, but you know what it is? Like, we both throw down in the kitchen.
Yeah, we try to, you know, it's fun. I enjoy it. I find it to be kind of therapeutic and shit.
Honestly, what I like about like cooking in the kitchen is I'm not a traditionalist per se when it comes to that, because the way that I learned how to cook was watching my mom and watching television, and then later on, of course, internet. So it was always the whole thing. And then, you know, as a big dude, it's just like, okay, so when it comes to food, I know what I like. If I like something, I want to learn how to make it.
Yeah, so exactly.
There, it's like, you know, as I'm saying, I'm in my late 30s already now. So it's just, listen, I tried a lot of different things. So I know, like, you know, oh, this kind of food will work well kind of with this and that.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, you can sometimes do certain fusions and stuff that will work well. And I'm just saying, my poison of choice when it comes to like food is like I always love adding cheese to food. So like, mm-hmm. I always try to make dishes that incorporate cheese.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's like one of the perfect things that kind of goes with, like, you know, the keto lifestyle that I've been living. So like everything that I pretty much eat has cheese in it. So that's pretty awesome. And,
no, which is good. But then my question would be to you is, do you do like a low fat, or do you do like a low sodium? You do low sodium cheeses or whatever?
No, just regular cheese. No low fat, no low sodium, because you're supposed to be having high fat, and, you know, low carb in general. So high fat is not bad; it doesn't kill you or anything.
Well, I try to be as well as possible. Like, I try to use cheeses that are, like, you know, aren't too bad.
Because the thing is with those, with like the high fat and shit, is the shit that's fucking, like, it helps you think and shit. It goes straight to your brains.
My God, I eat to be smarter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you could think you're like from Wisconsin. You could be like, you call yourself a cheesehead and shit. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah. Oh my god. Like, you know, you like cheddar? Yeah, I love cheddar.
But it's awesome, man. Another thing that I made today actually came out pretty damn good. Was I made an orange, like an orange ginger chicken, kind of like a Chinese food type thing with chicken and broccoli.
Well, that sounds pretty good. So you did it with like fresh oranges, right?
Hmm.
Yeah, so I was like, I was in
Joe. No. Actually, no. I used a orange marinade that I found at Walmart. That was actually sugar free.
Oh, so, see, look at that! Even better.
Yeah. So I marinated, two chicken breasts, for 3 hours in the fridge or whatever. And then I put it to cook after 3 hours. And then I added my broccolis. And then I added a little bit of more of the sauce. Add a little bit more of the sauce and the shit. And then and I cooked it up with some cauliflower rice. And it came out pretty fucking amazing.
The one thing that I love though is like taking this like one of the few meals you can do almost anything with, and you're not gonna really go wrong unless you're a fuck up in the kitchen.
Yeah. And it's not hard to fuck up shit. Especially if it's shit that you actually enjoy, so. Like, because you personally don't want to eat fucked up food, so.
At least you already know, dude. With someone that's still learning how to cook in the kitchen, it's trial and error, too, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm just glad, because I seen the pictures that you sent, via private message that you're showing off, your culinary skills. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to invite myself to your house eventually.
Hell yeah, dude! Most definitely. The more, the merrier, dude.
And that'd be kind of hilarious when you just be like, today you cook. You're like, let's go to Walmart. Let's get shit done.
Yeah, for real. Like, that's how I do it, dude. Like, I love it. I love cooking.
But like I said, it's meals that I like. I want to learn how to make. That helps out, at least, and I mean, my next venture that I want to do is I want to start cooking stuff that I don't normally cook that I would order out for. For example, I would love to just learn how to do legit sushi and rolls and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of like what I did. Like, I would usually eat that same fucking thing that I made from the fucking Chinese spot. But I made it at home.
Which is a lot better, because at least you know more so what's going into it because you're making it.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't got to worry about MSGs or anything. Or whatever the fuck they have in their fucking store.
Whatever about the mess regarding New York Rangers, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I think that's the wrong MSG, my dude.
Yeah. No Knicks in that one.
Yeah. No WWE live in that one.
Yeah, but I enjoy cooking. I love it. I like it a lot. So, yeah. It's fun.
No, but you're right, though, in saying that, from what you said earlier, it is very therapeutic. When you're making, prepping and just the steps to get to that final meal, to get to the finished product.
Mm-hmm.
That's half fun.
Yeah. And then knowing that you're satisfied at the end of it all, you're like, okay, you feel accomplished. At the end of everything, you're like, okay, yeah, I did what I had to do. And now I feel good. Now I can just relax and veg the fuck out.
Now I can enjoy my meal. Leave me alone. I'm going to get my fat on.
Basically, yeah. I'm going to go sit down and watch some AEW now.
Yeah. Hey, Kenny Omega. Yeah.
Dude, like, so I literally finished watching it a couple hours ago, whatever. Because I watched it, you know, on, what was it, Thursday or whatever, Thursday night. And, like, I kind of, like, didn't finish it, so I finished it now. And that last match was actually kind of shitty with Jericho.
Oh, the Scorpio Sky.
Yeah.
Scorpio Sky.
Yeah, like, it was like, super forced. It was a forced match, like.
I'm actually up to that now. Like, you know, like, that's.
Okay.
Or
okay.
That I had to take care of laundry or stuff like that. No, you can talk to me about it. I'm just going to watch it regardless. It was just like, what made me laugh was that I was watching, you know, as I was in AEW, right? What was it? The episode last week, I think it was, the Darby mm-hmm. Allin versus John Moxley.
Yeah.
That one was a pretty good match too.
Yeah, that was really good. Like, John Moxley is one of my favorites right now.
What I feel good about when it comes to him was, actually, I don't know if you saw it online or whatever, but did you ever get to check the match that he had with Kenny Omega at what's the name of that, the one that just came? Fuck, what was that pay-per-view that they just had like a few weeks back?
Oh, shit.
Full Gear.
Yeah.
So that match between Kenny Omega and John Moxley is like one of the best matches that I've seen in a very long time.
Really?
And it was, the unsanctioned lights out match.
Yeah.
It's just like, this isn't going to count. You know, we're not really endorsing this, but we're still going to put it out there. But yeah, but it was one of those like, you know, it was the extreme matches that it has been like, just like kind of like Attitude Era style, or you know, ECW style.
Okay. But
this match just played out so well in the right way.
Really? Okay.
I was like, wow. Like, you know, like, wow, this is a really good match. But I know a lot of people that's not their style. Like, you know, because the technical Japanese term that they use for like when it comes to hardcore wrestling is that they call it garbage wrestling.
Of course.
And it's not saying because it's garbage. It's because that you can use anything. You can even use like garbage can lids like that.
So right, yeah, it was
always referred to as garbage wrestling because you can use any trash, you know, whatever it takes to, you know, to
defeat your enemy. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, look at that. They're coming to get me, dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They hear you.
Yeah, like we don't mention about hardcore wrestling here.
We're not about the wrestlings.
Yeah, we're about the actual wrestlings. You know, the catch-as-catch-can and you know, the grappling and the Greco-Roman, you know.
We're not about the Hurricane Ranas and stuff.
Yeah, we're not about the thousands of flips and lucha masks and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're not about the chokeholds. Well, maybe the chokeholds, but
yeah, like the legit styles of chokeholds. Not the one where you're trying to kill your opponent.
Yeah, no, not that one. Not that one.
I don't know. He's an animal. I'm still
up in the air about it. Basically, yeah.
I'll get back to you on my actual thoughts on that.
Nah, dude, but I'm really enjoying AEW, dude. It's really fun to actually get back into wrestling again.
You know, the way that I tell people is this: that AEW is the kind of thing where it's like a nice fresh air from the everyday of the WWE, where like, you know, you're forced a lot of stuff at you.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a lot of like it's been a lot of the held back stuff that. Like, you know, it's like, because remember, the product for years when it comes to, like, WWE programming has been...
It's pretty lame. It's pretty stale.
It's not the sense that it's lame. It's the sense that they're doing it because they know that they have a young demographic. So mm-hmm. they have to hold back a lot.
Right. And then they did a lot.
Yeah, but where AEW is, it's like, you know, like, listen, our fan base, like, you know, a lot of the fan base are adults, you know, adults that love pro wrestling. So you know, you can't have that cookie cutter style, if you will, because that doesn't work all the time.
Yeah. It doesn't.
Yeah. But I will say this, I mean, this is just like, you know, my assessment when it comes to it so far. They do have ways to go, but right now they're heading towards the right direction.
Oh yeah, they definitely are. They most definitely are, and that's something that I'm very excited for. I'm excited to see what's gonna happen with the AEWs. Like, it's kind of like the same thing that, like, I can say about, like, some of the shows that I've been watching. Kind of excited to see where they're going. Like The Mandalorian. I know you don't watch the Star Wars shit, but the last few episodes of Mandalorian, since the beginning of the fucking show, it's been really fucking good. And then this last episode that came out this week was pretty fucking awesome. It reminded me of a Western. Like the classic Western that we've seen like way back in the day. And that's what I loved about it. Cause we got to see Mando or whatever, and he's doing his thing. And then he's like, yo, I kinda gotta go. And then some shit happens and he's like, okay, I guess I gotta help you out. And then he's like, okay, I don't really want to go, but I got to because I can't be here anymore. So it's really cool. It's really, really, really interesting how they do it. And the funny thing is that this episode was actually directed by Bryce Dallas Howard, which is Ron Howard's daughter.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. What were you going to say, Alex?
I was gonna say when it comes to like all this stuff now, like with the addition of Disney Plus and everything like that, and since you mentioned that, I actually watched something new that just came out recently too. So I got
what'd you watch?
Episode of Harley Quinn.
Oh yes, I did see that.
And to be honest with you, I like how it plays out. It is hilarious, dude.
It is really funny. It is really, really funny. I'm very excited to see that show.
I was a little apprehensive on watching it though, because I was just like, it looked kind of like from the trailers or whatever. It was like, okay, I could watch this, but it looked a little off. But when I watched the episode was like just right, like the right amount of dope funny.
Mm-hmm. It was really good. I was real apprehensive about it too,
dude. Just the way that Gordon played in the episode is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, and that's Christopher Maloney that played him, which is fucking cool.
Yes, yeah, Christopher Maloney. And it was funny because I was like, he sounds familiar, but I just can't pick up the voice, because what I did was, I know like the certain individuals that play certain voices on there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go on the IMDb page to right away today, and I was just like, fuck, who is that?
Yeah. Right?
That's when I went, I was like, oh, okay, it's Happy. Well, you know, the Happy's partner.
Yeah. It was really fucking good. I really enjoyed the fuck of that shit. Like, I'm excited and still kind of, like, iffy about it at the same time.
I mean, if you've seen the voice cast, they have a lot of funny people on
there. They have too many fucking people on that show.
Dude, what I can't wait for is the... When they introduced King Shark, because I found, you know, like, I don't know if you...
Yes, Mr. Giggle fits on it, yeah.
Yeah, fucking Ron Funches, dude.
Yeah.
One of the, like, he's, like, one of my favorite dudes right now, like, his podcast.
Yeah, you got me into that shit, dude.
Dude, it isn't, like, and I feel bad that now we're talking about another podcast, but I do have to say this. it is so good. It is, like a positive reinforcement, like... It kind of gives me, like...
It gives you that extra push. It gives you that extra push for the day.
Yeah, it does. And even, let's say, for example, if I don't know who the guest is or whatever like that, it's still always a good list. Because, you know, it's just people get into their stories of like, you know, how they came up, you know, their struggles and stuff. And it's, you know, it's very positive, dude. And I love it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, just like Ron, like, you know, Ron is just.
He's just Ron.
He's one of those. Yeah. I'm just saying like, but he's one of those dudes where like, you know, like. He's not faking it whatsoever, dude. He's just like in the ghetto term, he's real, dude. He's as real as you can get.
Yeah. Yeah, he really is. Which is cool. That's kind of what I like, what I enjoy about the show. I really, really like it.
And you're going to laugh at me, but I was like, you know whose voice reminds me of?
Who?
If you remember Space Ghost Coast to Coast, he reminds me of Brack.
Holy shit, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm mad that when I was listening to it, it was all I keep thinking about, like, you know, like the old Brack show, whatever.
See, now I'm going to be thinking about that the next episode or whatever that I listen to.
Yeah, you're going to be like, God damn, Alex. Like, and then I'm going to get that one complaint now from somebody here in the City Keys. Alex was on point on that, but God damn it. Now I just think the Brack every time I listen to the fucking getting better.
God damn it. It's all good, though.
Dude, I'm still trying to. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out the words of the song because I've been trying to go online to see the words of the song. Because, you know, like, if you know the intro song that you can't even tell what it really says. The only part you could get is like, it's about getting better.
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out. I couldn't figure that shit out either. But it's cool. It's fucking cool anyway, regardless.
No, because to me, all I hear is like, it's about getting better. It's about getting better.
I'm pretty sure there's somebody online that's actually figured that shit out already.
Yeah, I like, you know, I can see right now, like, they're just gonna tag us and like, yo, Ron, let these people know what the lyrics really are.
Yeah, basically. Well, we should just send them a message straight. They'll be like, yo, listen, like, we love the podcast, but what the fuck are you saying in the fucking intro? The intro music.
It'd be kind of funny. It'd be kind of funny if it's just like that mumbling that I did was, and it's legit. That's like, no, that's actually what it is. It's a test.
It's just my impression of a mumble rapper.
Yeah, yeah. It's a test. No, but yeah, but when like podcast wise or whatever, it's been that Josh's show, Talk is Jericho, because you already know my favorite podcast of all time, which is Hollywood Babylon. A hiatus because Kevin Smith is going back and forth with promoting the, you know, his new movie. So. And I'll be honest with you, dude, I fucking miss Babylon.
I do too. I miss Babylon also. But it's cool. I have way too many other podcasts to listen to.
Dude, and then like depending the guest, whatever, the ID10T.
I haven't listened to that like in over like a year.
No, depending on the guest that's on there. But the ID10T podcast is like, if it's a guest that I like or if it's something like something's coming up that I'm like interested in, I'll give it a listen.
Yeah, that's fair. See, my thing, I will say this. Okay. What?
Well, no, go ahead, dude. You know, you can say your point. I'll say, okay. Because what I was going to say is this. when it comes to Chris Hardwick, like, he engages with you in the right kind of way. He'll ask you the right questions, and he seems like he's genuinely interested, that he wants to get to know you more. And that's why I like the way that he conducts himself as the host of the show.
Okay. Okay.
Now, what's your point?
No, like, I listen to a bunch of fucking shows. Like, I have, like, some go-tos every single week that I have to listen to. One of them is Time Suck. Because that shit is great.
Dude that you went to go see the comedy show a few weeks back.
Yes. That shit is amazing. It's a really good show. He also has a spinoff show with his wife called Scared to Death, which is basically him telling scary stories to his wife, scaring the fuck out of her. And that's pretty amazing.
That right there just sounds like, you know, very... I wonder why they got divorced, really? Listen to episode 7.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking cool. I also listen to Your Mom's House all the time. I fucking love that show.
It's funny because I know it's a podcast. It's just like, you listen to Your Mom's House.
The Church of What's Happening Now. Because Joey Diaz, of course, Joey Diaz is the fucking man.
Oh, Joey Coco Diaz?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's fucking hilarious, dude.
He's great. Legion of Skanks, which is another one that I fucking enjoy the fuck out of, because they're technically considered the most offensive podcast ever.
I don't know, man. We've had some good ones.
Hell no, they're way out there. They're way, way worse than we have ever been.
Is it like when we get into like really fucked up tangent?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's bad. The Honeydew, which is something that you would enjoy a lot because it's very similar to Getting Better. Yeah. But it's basically highlighting the lowlights of like comedians and shit like that. It's really funny. It's really good. Then Whiskey Ginger was another really good one that I enjoyed.
One I forgot to mention was actually the Taz Show with, you know, former ECW champion Taz. That's another one.
Okay.
But it's that, okay. Is that one of like, you know, just because it's a New York dude that was a former pro wrestler. You know,
gotcha.
Just listening to him, like you know when you listen to like the average New Yorker, especially like someone that you just like Matt Hill, right? And you just, you know, like he's fun to listen to.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of other podcasts too, because I mean, of course, the Jossa Show is another good one too.
Oh yeah, that's another go to for me. Oh, yeah, and Douglas actually, movies.
He was the one that put me in. You know what's funny? I kind of fell off on that because I'm not trying to be bad and I don't want to say this. It's just like Doug Benson, like in general, is more missed than hit with me. It also depends on the guest that he has.
Right.
I'm not saying he's not funny. That's far from it. But it's just like I was into it for a while. It's like saying one of my favorite guests was the dude that does Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, Dan Van Kirk.
Yeah, so, and then
he doesn't do Mark Wahlberg anymore. Yeah. I think he got a cease and desist for it.
Oh, boo! Maybe that's the come. I just fell off on it. Like I just stopped hearing. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, it's pretty fun. And then occasionally I'll listen to Joe Rogan, depending on the guest, of course, for him. Because his podcasts are like fucking 3 hours long, and I'm just like, yeah, I can't do that. That's just way
too long. You know, I try to go back and forth to see, like, try to discover stuff new, but I always seem like for me, it just seems like I go back to my, you know, the ones that I'm comfortable with.
Oh, yeah. Every day I have something else to listen to.
I always try to find a podcast like enough to like at least, you know, so I can listen to going and coming back on the train.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so.
Like if, like I'm looking at my thing right now and it says I've listened to 8,483 hours.
Are you talking about your Stitcher?
Uh-huh.
I would try to check it out, but then I'm afraid that I may lose you on this.
That's fair. That's fine.
All right. Hold
and I have 100. I have 109 days streak on it.
All right. Hold on. I'm gonna see how long I've been listening to. Hold on. I'll tell you real quick. Where would I find this information at?
At the bottom of your favorites.
Okay. Hold on.
Like where it says like the okay. recently updated or whatever.
Okay, so I have 3,993 listening hours from when you first introduced me to Stitcher till now.
Nice.
And you're gonna laugh. You know what I listen to a lot? The most obvious one. I listen to us. Because like I said, it's just the whole thing is because it's one thing to, you know, that we're doing it now currently having the conversation. it's also nice to kind of overhear it and just like, oh yeah, we are having fun with this, you know.
Just to look back and see what's been going on. I feel you.
Dude, it's fun sometimes just to hear us going back and forth. You know, it's just like, we're a good listen.
Yeah, we are. I think so. And I've heard so also, so. Yeah. So one thing I kind of want to touch on this week is something that I kind of read up on that's kind of interesting and kind of stupid, kind of weird, and kind of what the fuck from people. And I guess this is probably going to be the closing note for the show for this week, is that there's a new thing that's been going around that people are sitting in parks, and not necessarily just sitting in parks, but they're just sitting out there and they're just fucking like getting sun to their taints. They're tainting their suntan taints and shit.
Oh, they're glistening their buttholes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like that's a new thing. Like if they're like catching rays in their perineums or whatever. And it's just fucking weird. Like, why the fuck would you do that?
No, but who comes out of nowhere and just like, hey, can you do me a favor? What's up? Hey, can you tell me if my butthole needs a tan?
Yeah, like it's fucking weird, man. Like
no. But I can see right now. I think I would worry, let's say if I'm joking around, say that, and I have a friend who goes, okay, wait, what? I'm gonna have to question our friendship.
Yeah, yeah, for real. But this is the thing, because it has like a whole article in the fucking New York Times or whatever, and it was basically not New York Times, New York Post. And it's basically that it helps mental wellness and shit.
So tanning your butthole helps with mental health. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's called a perineum sunning. That's what they call it. It says a mere 30 seconds of sunlight on your butthole, you will receive more energy from the electric nodes that than you would than an entire day of being outside with clothes on.
Wait, what's it called again? The perineum what?
The perineum sunning.
Okay, so this episode will be called the perineal sunning.
I can dig it. I can dig it.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's the thing now. Like, because they found one video that basically has like a viral video that basically has over 35,000 views on it, basically explaining the entire thing.
Yeah, because I know the reason why. Because half the people that are watching it is like, is this shit for real?
Yeah.
And then yeah. The other half is like, this can't be real.
Oh, and it's fucking real, man.
No, but that's the other half. Like,
mm-hmm.
And then the little bit is like, how is this real?
Yeah. So it also says 30 seconds of direct sunlight injection to the anal orifices is the equivalent of being outside in the sun all day.
Yes, because your butthole rarely sees it, because, you know, who goes around just saying like, you know, hey, look at my butthole.
You'd be surprised.
Yes, because we know at work or whatever, that's gonna be the one thing or whatever. Like, hey, look, I got a tan. Oh, you got a tan?
Mm-hmm. Where?
You just pull on your pants, and you just like, you know, just spread eagle and just like, you know, can you see it? I got a golden glisten.
Yeah. So this is one of the weirdest shit that I've fucking seen, and it's kind of weird because like. It's almost the end of the year, and closing out the end of the year with the thought of somebody sunbathing their butthole is pretty insane. Like, what has this world come to?
No, because now my other question would be this. Is do you help out somebody? Like, let's say a young lady, she goes, oh, can you help me with put some sub 10 where?
You know?
And then just like, you're looking around for the cameras, like, am I being punked? Even though that's a dated joke, but you get what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah. But then, you know, the funny thing is, it's like, that's like the one place where you get a tan where you're just like, I don't need anybody put a sunblock on me, whatever. I can reach that.
Basically. You know? Yeah.
Unless you're that sick individual who's like, can you just rub it in slow for me?
No.
I think even worse is like, let's say it's like, for example, it's like, you know, like a friend of yours and it's like a dude. It's like, yo, bro, seriously. You know, I'm good.
I'm good. I don't need that.
No. And then he's just like, can you put sunscreen on my butt? On your butt? Wait. Did you say on your butt? Because you can do that yourself. No, my butt. Dude, don't you wipe your own ass? Yeah. Why the fuck would I? You know what? I'm gonna go inside and have a shot. All right.
Yeah, basically.
You do you. And then the response from friend. So is that a yes or a no?
Yeah. It also says that practicing mindfulness and meditation and getting your dosage of vitamin D is beneficial for your mental and physical health, but you don't need to damage your skin from the process of sun exposure. So yeah, you don't have to sit there for too long. You just need 30 seconds of a little bit of sun on your bum and you'll be fine. And you'll feel energized and completely full of what the fuck, people.
No, what really gets me is it's like someone, you know, when they moon you or whatever on a bright summer day and they get that 30 seconds, like, no, pick your pants up. Overexposure is bad. Overexposure is bad.
The overexposure for everybody else. Like, no, I don't need to see that. I don't need to see that.
It's not even to see that, whatever. It's just like, you know, you don't want it too golden brown.
Yeah, basically, for real.
Oh, my God, dude. Well, it's funny how you mentioned that. Like, for me, it was thanks to Franny on this one, just saying that apparently there's a petition online that they want Danny DeVito to be Wolverine in the MCU.
Oh, boy.
You know? And like I mentioned to you before we recorded, is that there's actually momentum on this, and there are a lot of signatures on this petition.
I don't see why that would be, like, I don't know, man. Like, I like Danny DeVito, but do I need to see Danny DeVito in, like, as the Wolverine? I don't think so. I don't think I do. Am I completely against it? No, I'm not completely against it.
You know what's funny? Like, cynic me would love to see that for whatever reason. You know, just to see him in, like, the old school costume, whatever.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
And you know, I don't want to be, like, that dick or anything like that, whatever. It's like, well, he can kind of put on the kid's costume and he'll be good.
I can definitely see that. I can definitely see that now.
But you know what? Yes. I'm on the same boat with you, dude, that, like, I'm not against it. But at the same time, I'm just like, really? But then he'd be like, he could be one of those elite people that, you know, you were both in a DC and Marvel thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, so I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week. So make sure you go to innercitygeeks.com. We have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We also have Bri2J Presents. We also have Inner City Geeks Turntable, which is actually coming up on its final episode, which is very sad.
The season.
Yes, final episode of the season. Exactly. Yes, I was. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see right now those individuals that, like, actually got into, like, you know, no.
Yes, it's coming up on its final episode of the season, and that's next week with Charlie's final pick. I just had my final pick, which was a pretty dope song. You guys can go check that shit out. It takes me back to my youth. Well, not really to my youth, to my, like, you know, my teenage years.
Adolescent years. The adolescent years.
Yeah, my adolescent years. But yeah, make sure you check out Turntable. It's really fucking dope. I enjoyed the fuck out of that show. I can't wait to do more episodes of it. But yeah, so check out Brighton J Presents, Turntable. Also, we have First Watch, which should be coming back sometime soon. The Inner City Geeks webcomic, Comics Con Sabor, Manga Times, Anime World, and pretty much anything else that we have on the fucking site that's fucking cool. Because we have a bunch of shit on there. Yeah. Like I said, sometimes.
And you can backlog on good. You can backlog on good games. And
yes.
If it's still around, you know, even though you want to listen, if you want to listen to old podcasts of mm-hmm. ICDPW Slamcast, you know.
Yes.
Who knows?
Yeah, there's a bunch of shit that you can fucking check out on innercitygeeks.com. Also, like while you're there, you can also find links to some cool fucking shit that you can do. By the time this episode comes up, it'll be fucking Cyber Monday, so you can buy some shit on Amazon. Yeah, so click on that Amazon link that's on the bottom and you can continue to shop on Amazon and get some pretty good fucking deals because it's Cyber Monday, right? Yeah, that's what to happen, right? So you do that, you could get a bunch of cool shit on there. They have, I know one thing that I heard and they have was Amazon Fire TVs, a 32-inch for like $100, which is not a bad deal. So check that shit out. Also on Inner City. Oh yeah, what else you can do on that link? You could also get a free month of Amazon Prime. If you don't have Amazon Prime at the moment, you can do that, and you can also get a bunch of cool shit that comes along with it. One of the cool things that comes along with it is Amazon Prime Video. And on Prime Video this week, we have The Marvelous Miss Maisel coming back for season 3, which I'm very excited for. So check that shit out. And of course, The Boys and Good Omens and a bunch of other cool shit that's on there. So make sure you do that, as well as getting some free shippings and shit. Also on InnerCityGeeks.com, you'll find the link to So Sick Clothing Company, which is a clothing company that makes stuff for us. So a whole bunch of shirts and t-shirts and hoodies and hats and a whole bunch of cool shit and a whole bunch of cool original designs made for us by people like us. So make sure you check that shit out. So it's sosickclothing.co. And at checkout, type in Inner City Geeks and you'll get 15% off, I believe it is. Yes. Check that shit out. Also on innercitygeeks.com, you'll find the link to kushly.com, which is a place that you get some of your organic CBD needs. So if you need some gummies or some, you know, some oils and some topical creams and all that stuff, you can get all that shit on akushly.com if you click that link. And you click that link, then it'll give you 10% off of your entire motherfucking purchase. So go do that. And you could find the show on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcast, and on Spotify. So make sure you check us out on all of those platforms or whichever platform that you choose. But you can find us all on all of those. Just look for Inner City Geeks Podcast.
All one word with Inner City Geeks. So.
Yeah, Inner City Geeks, all one word. Not Inner City Geeks in separate words. All one word. Because if you look them up all separate words, you don't find shit. Yeah. What else? You can find us on the socials. You can find us on the Facey Space. So faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks. On the Twitters and the Instagrams at InnerCityGeeks. Find you, Alex, where?
You can find me on Twitter at DINYED. Instagram DIN period Y period.
Okay.
Where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on the Instagrams and the tweets at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that pretty much wraps it the fuck up for this week.
This wasn't bad. I enjoyed myself, dude.
I enjoyed it too, dude. It's super fun. It's super fun when we just get to shoot the shit and not just have to worry about an entire fucking format for a show.
Yeah, and right now, like I'm saying, like, you know, after this or whatever, for whatever reason, I'm going to try to look at the videos of people who just like, you know, sun tanning buttholes.
Yeah, that I don't think I have that in mind right now. I don't think I'm going to wind up doing that myself.
No, I'm not really going to do it, but I just can see right now, like, you know, I want to just type up the search or whatever, like, you know, just to see how many videos pop up, and I'm going to say right now, if it has more than 50 results, I'm just like, oh my God.
I'm pretty sure the place to find that would probably be like Pornhub or something. That'll probably be there. You probably find that there. You're not going to find it on YouTube's. No.
That'd be hilarious if I find stuff on YouTube or whatever and they're just like warning, you know, adult content.
Right, exactly. Like, no, if they're just getting vitamins, that's all.
Yeah. they're charging the themselves or whatever, like cell phones.
Yeah, so
I'm at 80%, I'm almost done.
So, Alex, say your goodbye, sir.
Until next time, folks.
Yes. And like I always do at the end of the episode, I always like to introduce some new music. And this week is another awesome band that I basically bumped into over the last weekend. And they're a comedy rock band. They're pretty fucking dope. I enjoy the fuck out of them. They're awesome. Like, every single song that they have is basically, like, funny as fuck. And they're from Arizona, originally from Arizona, but currently residing in fucking Chicago. And they basically make fun of pretty much anything and everything. Their genre is considered humorcore, which is pretty hilarious to me. And the song that I will be playing by Psycho Stick today is a song called So Heavy. And yeah, it's fucking dope. It's pretty awesome. I enjoy the fuck out of Psycho Stick. Like, I kind of went down a rabbit hole, and after just listening to one song, I was like, I need to listen to more and more and more. And I was listening to them for like about 2 hours straight. And I was like, yeah, I think I gotta stop because it's not healthy.
That kind of reminds me when I first discovered Lonely Island.
Yeah, exactly. So, don't be a dick. But always remember the geeks shall inherit the earth. Scream low!